In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Sorrows, Saint Joseph, the seven holy founders of the Servite Order, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate in the Church's liturgical calendar the founding of the Servite Order, the seven holy brothers who were chosen by Our Lady to begin what is known as the Servants of Mary, or Servites, as they're known in the Church. They are one of the mendicant orders, probably one of the last of the mendicant orders. Mendicant meaning from the Latin to beg, mendicare, depending on divine providence. They're known as friars, the Servite friars, and they are like the Franciscans and the Carmelites and the Dominicans. They were founded in a very unusual way in one sense, but in a usual way in another. The unusual way is that they were men who belonged to a guild, a confraternity of devotion to Our Lady in what is Florence, Italy. And they were men of different walks of life, married men, widowers, single, and they all belonged to this confraternity, this special guild of devotion to Our Lady that had grown up there, kind of from grassroots, you might say, but obviously Our Lady inspired them, gave them a grace, and this guild was quite popular in Florence, and it wasn't just, you know, a guild that had, you know, like putting your Our Lady on your tunic, you know. They really were devoted to growing in perfection. They were men, and the people in this guild, men and women, were known for their striving for holiness. So they were practicing prayer, they were growing in virtue. And eventually, on the Assumption of Our Lady one day, when these seven men were in prayer, Our Lady appeared to them and told them that she wanted them to establish an order in which they would serve her. And that's where they got the title Servants of Mary. And they went in, on top of a mountain near Florence, and built a little house which became the mother house of the Servite Order. It's interesting because you see, in the case of the Servites or in the Franciscan Order with St. Francis, or any of these orders, that they all have Our Lady as the catalyst, as the one who initiates their beginnings as a religious order. She initiates it and she continues them and conserves them and preserves them in existence. As we see throughout the history of the Church. But really, Our Lady, of course, is the mediatrix of all graces. And even with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, her vocation as a missionary of charity began when she had a vision of Our Lady holding her in her, you might say, embracing her at the foot of the cross. So Our Lady is truly the source of our vocation. She's the one who gives us our vocation, whether it be to priesthood, religious life, or even to married life. She had a role to play in the grace that you received. And then, interestingly, Pope Francis, in his Joy of the Gospel, says that to be a good evangelizer means that you have to have a memory. You remember. And he says in there that, you know, even the disciples in the Gospel recalled that it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when God called them, when our Lord said, "Come, follow me." And I think that we look back in our vocation, we can all look back, whether it be, but especially in religious life, I can look back, it's be 30 years this March when I began to think of a vocation to religious life. It was around the Annunciation and during a parish mission. And that great, you know, that moment when God calls you, you remember that, just as the apostles remember that our Lord's, when he said to them, "Come, follow me," it then is that memory that we have been called by God to serve Him, called by God to be an evangelizer, you might say, in whatever particular vocation that we have been given. I'm sure if you look in your own vocation to married life, you see that day when you realize that you were called to be to married life, and that you embraced that call, that you didn't just think it was, you know, answering I do to your husband or wife, but you also saw it as being an I do to Christ calling you to that way of life. And this, I think, is important, that we have to understand that our vocation is a gift from God. It's a call from God. And that whatever vocation we have, whether it be married life, single life, or religious life, has been a calling from God. Some of those callings are even, maybe you might say, even more intimately called to serve Christ, especially in the religious life, when one is called to live the very life of Christ. But each and every one of us has been called by Christ through His mother. That Marian aspect is there when He says, you know, she is there initiating things and calling us to serve Him. Especially the Servites have a special place in my heart, in the sense that the Servite sisters taught me in Catholic junior high and high school, and were instrumental in my vocation as well. And one of the sisters, Sister Florence, taught me or initiated me into praying the Divine Office and showed me how to pray it. So I'm thankful for that, and for the how you might say today, when our Lord, Our Lady, gave them the grace to be servants of Mary, that all those graces that she gave them throughout the ages in one way also impacted my life as well. And the Servites are in a special way ones who promoted devotion to the sorrows of Our Lady. Hence, I put on the vestment today with Our Lady's seven sorrows, because they truly, as part of their charism, promoted devotion to Our Lady's sorrows. The black scapular that the Servites wear, in one sense, is that reminds us of the sorrows of the Mother of God. And they are truly part of that grace in the church that helped promote devotion to the co-redemption, because of that's what the seven sorrows are, is co-redemption seen in the sorrows of Our Lady. And so they have a very important place in the life of the church, and we could pray for the Servite Order today that they will continue to imitate their seven holy founders, and to continue to be servants of Mary, and to promote devotion to Our Lady's sorrows and the co-redemption, that mystery that is so intertwined and exhibited in that aspect. You might say the seven sorrows of Our Lady is looking at it from the heart. And that is truly, I think, a grace that the Servites have been instrumental in fostering in the church. So today, as we look to the Servites and the seven holy founders, let us ask them to pray in a special way for the co-redemption to become a dogma, that they will be servants of Mary up there in heaven, interceding for that grace to be given to the church, and that we too will have draw closer to Our Lady's heart and draw closer to her, and to thank her today for whatever vocation that we have received, as she has been instrumental in fostering that grace and giving us that grace to serve God. And that our memories today will refer back to that time when we have been called by God. We have been grasped by Christ to serve Him in His vineyard, in the field of the harvest that He has called us to serve Him today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.